This is Banging on the Drum. It is another beautiful day in West Central Wisconsin, and welcome to episode 153 of Banging on the Drum. The people, Mike, the people thought we quit. Them suckers thought we quit. This is
probably doubting BOTD, huh?
Yep, they were doubting Banging on the Drum. BOTD, they said, where have you guys been? What have you guys been doing? I got like one message that said that.
And yeah, they were disappointed that we weren't here. So that's so I think for every message, that's like 100 actual people. Like, and when you're talking media stuff, like people who are willing to reach out, like that's the rare person, right? And so there's bunches of them out there that were wondering about it.
We've been letting our 7 fans down for a couple of days, but we have not quit. We have just been busy. But as always, host P Dog here joined alongside M Dog. M Dog, what have you been up to? What has been keeping you so busy?
Well, so let's see here. Had a birthday party on Wednesday, or birthday on Wednesday, for one of the hood rats. And so he turned 5. Pretty cool little thing. So Jackson turned 5 on Wednesday. So we did some presents and some cake.
What was the date? Wednesday?
10th.
The 10th. Okay. Nice.
Yep. And so that was pretty good. And then we spent the weekend. Well, we had a volleyball tournament, and then he had another party. So he's got a kid in his class that has the exact same birthday. So he went to another kid's birthday on Saturday morning. And then my daughter played volleyball, whooped up a few kids, which was good. And then we went to the Dells for a party on Saturday, which was a good time. And then boom, it hit us. One kid's throwing up on Saturday night, drinking too much pool water in the Dells. Not good. That's the birthday boy. He did that. And then we wake up the next day, and my daughter like sleeps till like 9 o'clock. That's not good. She doesn't do that, right? All my kids are early morning people, which is a fault of both my wife and I's. But anyway, she's sick, misses school today. She's in rough shape. Take her into the doctor to get a note. And then we probably figured she had strep throat. Turns out she doesn't. But once we got to the doctor, then she's yakking up all her Powerade right into the garbage can at the doctor's. Positive note, she hit the garbage can every time. Didn't have to clean nothing up. And then I think maybe last time we were on here, just telling everybody I fixed my car. It was a big deal. Car broke down again. Had another leak. Had to replace another part on the car in the coolant system. But now it's going to be fixed until there's one hose that has a little tiny leak in it. And so I have to replace that hose. But I'll probably just let that go until it blows up, and then I'll have to fix the whole thing again.
Dang, look at you, man. You've been staying busy. You've been living, Mike. That's
cool. Living, baby. That's living.
That is. That's pretty awesome. Just month-wise, we don't have to dox all your kids' birthdays, but month-wise, I just want to know when you guys are getting at it the most often. Busy. Is it consistent?
No, it's not consistent. April, August, and January. So really pretty spread out. That's like once every 4 months I'll get some, so that, you know, that's good.
And the year separation, because, oh, man, I remember one of our first episodes.
Yeah, 10, 7, think, and 5, which is okay, right? So,
yeah, three times, like, 6 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Getting after
assuming their mind, right? Like, that's just the assumption.
Yeah, they're probably not.
No, they probably are. You got to keep thinking that.
But yeah, no, I mean, that's an eventful day. So car situation, still not fixed, you're saying? You still.
So there's a one tiny leak, and I don't know if I have to replace my hose or if like that part is just going to leak no matter what. It's not very sturdy part, so I don't know. It's not supposed to leak, but it does. Cars aren't supposed to leak things when you buy them brand new. This is not a brand new car, so it leaks things, but it's not supposed to leak things.
Yeah, our cars are getting up there though. Yours is 2013 as well.
2011. So
2011.
mine's got
Okay, so
13 years on it. It's a
a little old school.
170-ish thousand miles.
Okay.
Pat, this is not something impossible to do either if you got to replace this part.
So
Yeah.
I've had
Go
an
ahead.
easy part that I learned how to fix that I've been super lazy to fix. So, because right now in my car, it's weird. Like, I don't get how this is an issue. And I even looked it up on YouTube, and it is like a common issue. And I don't know if you've ever had this, but anyways, when I fill my car up with gas, it starts super hard. Like, so it doesn't start hard all the time, but when I fill it up with gas, it starts super hard. And then I have to like rev the engine. So I have a stick, so I
Oh,
just leave it
interesting.
in neutral and I'll have
Yeah.
to rev the engine and like drive around in circles for a little while in the gas station parking lots. So I've been having to like find gas stations. Like, I definitely have been filling up more often at like truck stops, like, so I got some more
Because
room
you got some room. Yeah. I get it.
to do that. Yeah, man. But
And
yeah,
what
but
is
apparently.
driving around in circles helping you do?
So
Like, why not just get on the road with it?
because I've done that before, and then I've had to like make a quick stop,
Okay, I got you.
and then my car just kills, like, it, yeah, shuts off. And then that's like even more embarrassing, having to like hard start it. And then like I'll pull up to a light and I'll have to like rev the engine while I'm sitting at the light. So the person next to me thinks I'm like
Oh, yeah, I think you
trying.
mentioned that you had to race some people because of this, right?
Yeah. So they always think I'm racing them after that, but yeah, apparently it's like a pretty easy part. It's like super cheap too. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But yeah, it looks like you just rip this part out and then you just put it back in and or put a new one back in, because it's
That's the
like
key.
flooding something.
That is the key to all automotive repairs, not like improvements. If you take a part out, make sure you put a part back in there.
Yeah, I mean, everything always seems so like fine and easy. And so when it comes to like my wife's car, she doesn't ignore stuff like I do. Like, she can't live
Yes,
with
yeah, I get you.
like the faults. So if something goes wrong with her car and it's like a me fixable thing, I usually tend to have to do it. And I watch the YouTube video and it looks really fucking easy. And
Yeah,
there's
those guys are
always
pros. They've
But
done it
there's
nine
all,
times before they did that.
yeah, and there's always a step that's like not as easy as they show you in the
Yeah.
video. 'Cause like it was even so last thing I tried to fix in her car, I think I ended up getting it done, but it was like just changing like a light bulb. But
Oh,
I had to
God,
go
that's
like under the hood and like dig my hand into an area like where I was like, I don't know what the guy in the video's hand was, because like mine was like getting broke like
Yep.
while I was like trying to pull this thing out. And then I like ripped it off like too aggressively. So then,
You snap some of the plastic. Yeah, I
yeah,
got you.
something like
Been there,
that.
done
And
it.
yeah, and then I put it back, and I mean, she hasn't complained about it since. So it must be working, but I know it's like kind of a
She
little
took it to
broken
the
in there.
shop the next day. This my
Probably.
husband fucked this up.
Probably. But yeah, if it's more than changing the windshield wipers, and I'm not even good at that. Like,
No,
sometimes I fuck up
I don't like changing
changing
windshield
the
wipers either.
so
So I'll give you, so my dad is a farmer, right? Like, so he's done this forever. Like, he's always fixed on things. My parents always drove like crappy cars. Dad can fix just about anything that drives, right? real possibility that if he just decides to fix it, he can fix it. My mom won't let him fix her car. Like a lot of the time, like she's like, I'm taking it to the shop. And this is a guy who for a long time, before she would drive nicer cars, like he would fix them all. But now she drives a slightly nicer car and she's like, I'll just take it in. Right. Like every time.
So I've only met your dad one time, but I know. So if it's anything like my dad, so like back when my parents, like we were all living together and stuff, there would be something that came up at the house that my dad could fix. And it might not have been the easiest fix, but it would always put my dad, even if my dad wanted to do it, it would always put him in a bad mood. There would always be a step of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That, so I wonder if your mom is like, I just don't want to deal with your grumpy ass when,
yeah, maybe
when something goes wrong. Cause I think that's like kind of the point we got to with him is like, we would never, he can fix everything, but we would just have to be like, once he starts like swearing at a wall, like just avoid him. Cause you'd be like, what's wrong? Like, can we help? And he'd be like, fuck shit. And then like, I don't know. He just likes swearing at things. And
yeah, that's my attitude towards things. And I think sometimes my wife is like, what can I do to help out? And I'm like, you can't fucking do anything, right? Like, it's just me having to solve this stupid fucking problem that's going on. And they're like, I'll get it. Like, yeah, sometimes I just need to swear.
You can get the hell away from me. You can.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. That's what I want, right?
Unless you want to kiss the back of this hand real quick.
No, nope, no swinging at people.
No
swinging at people. No, too so far, like Mike, my week.
Don't do that.
Yes, it is too far. So kids got sick. Both kind of did. Two of them did. Two out of three. And then car broke down again. Bad. Those are my unders. And then over, fixed my car, and got to go to the Dells. But we only spent half the time we planned on spending there. So
nice.
How about your week?
It was good, but before we get into my week, it is a holiday today, and I want to see if you can guess what holiday it is.
Well, so I believe it's the Ides of March, but it could also be Tax Day.
Ides of March is the 15th of March, buddy.
That's a good point. It's Tax Day then.
It is Tax Day. So if you haven't done your taxes yet,
just keep avoiding that shit. Like, no big deal. The IRS don't care.
Yeah. Especially if you're not making big money, you're good to go.
They'll only put you in prison for a bit.
I'm looking at the Brewers game on the TV right now, and everybody's wearing the same number.
Jackie Robinson Day, huh?
Yep.
I didn't realize that was the 15th.
I know. I'm always, I don't think I ever have it queued in to like when it is. I just like turn on the game and I'm like,
everybody's wearing 42. Look at that.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And then it strikes me. So for that, we are going to do Jackie Robinson fun facts. You ready for some Robinson fun facts, Mike?
I am. Are they fun?
You rate the fun out of, so we're going to have you rate how fun they are 1 to 10. Good. All right, first one, and I'm just going to read the headlines. Robinson's older brother was a silver medalist at the Olympics.
In what?
Yeah, I got to find that one.
Nope, we don't have to do that. So the fun fact is pretty good. I'm going to go give it a 7, only because it didn't tell me what he was a silver medalist in. Next.
Sprinter.
That seems to make sense.
He was an accomplished athlete in several other sports. I am going to get a little into this.
This one is Jackie himself.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was a good football player. It said his first professional check he ever cashed in sports was playing for the Honolulu football team. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep.
And
cool.
They said he like would moonlight. So at UCLA, he was a football player, baseball player, track star, and then on the side, like in the summers when he wasn't doing anything, he just enjoyed playing tennis. So he would go out and like win tennis tournaments and shit too.
Look at him. Pretty good athlete. Who'd have thunk?
How many
No,
winning
so
attempts?
that's actually very impressive. I'm gonna give it a 9. That's a very, very fun fact that he's a tennis star as well.
Yeah, what do you think, what barrier do you think I broke it first? Was it baseball or tennis? What would you think? I have no clue, and I'm not gonna look it up right off the top of my head. I
I
would
would
assume
assume baseball, but like,
yeah, I
no,
would
maybe
assume
not. I mean,
tennis is,
people probably cared more about baseball.
I don't know, man. Tennis is one of those sports
Baseball was
that
everything.
in the United States.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying that, like, in other countries, tennis, like, they probably had, like, people of all cultures that were doing it.
Okay, I get what you're saying there. All right, we will move on from that one. So he was a good friend of boxer Joe Louis during his time in the army.
So, like, Joe Louis and him were in like the same unit.
Shortly after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Robinson was drafted into the army and assigned to the cavalry unit at Fort Riley, Kansas. While in basic training, he struck up a friendship with fellow recruit champion boxer Joe the Brown Bomber Lewis.
Dang, that is a really fun fact. Same, I mean, not unit, but you're at basic at the same time. That's pretty cool. 9.
Nine.
Fun
Okay, we
fact
got
for me.
1, 7, and 9. Robinson didn't play baseball between age 21 and 26.
Like, not at all.
So, like many great athletes of his era, Robinson had his prime baseball years interrupted by World War II. Occupied by his pro football career and his military service, he played no organized baseball between his last UCLA game in 1940 and his first game for the Kansas City Monarchs in 1945.
Okay. Pretty fun fact. 8.
That's an 8. Okay.
Yeah.
So we see where military service falls for Mike in
I gave the other one a 9.
yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
No,
about?
okay. Some Brooklyn Dodgers players signed a petition against Robinson joining the team.
Yeah, boring. Of course they fucking did. 4.
4. Okay. Robinson was known for his skill at bunting.
I guess that's kind of fun. I mean, I don't know. Like, I assume that like you don't have to be a great bunter to be the first guy to break the barrier, right? Like, don't know. Like, I would expect you never to bunt. I would expect you to have to hit all bombs. Have to be elite level at everything. All right. 5.
See, I would go a 1 with that one. Just swing the bat, Jackie. All right.
Not his
He.
choice. Like, he had to do whatever they told him to do. That was part of the problem.
True, true. He testified before the House of Un-American Activities Committee.
Un-American Activities Committee. Whew. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I suppose, like, we have athletes that testified with, like, the steroids thing. So it must have been something, like, illegal that was going on, and that's why he had to testify, right?
In the summer of 1949, Robinson was unexpectedly called to speak before the House Un-American Activities Committee, the congressional board that conducted inquiries into the activity of suspected communist sympathizers and subversives. What is that? Subversives.
No, subversaries or some,
Subversive. Yeah, that's the right word.
Everyone knows what we're talking about now. That surprises me. I did not assume that he was a communist, but I guess maybe he is.
Wait, that's what you took from that?
Yeah, it's the communist, it's the un-American thing. You just said it was the communist. They were investigating communists, so he either knew a communist, had to talk about that communist, or was a communist. And they were going to try to put him in jail or blackball him or whatever.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and that would have been like the peak of the whatchamacallit,
Yeah,
the
the scare.
Cold War.
Yep. So that surprises me. I guess that's a fun fact. It's a not very fun fact about him, right? Like, oh, you were a communist. Well, I guess I don't care if you're a communist. A lot of communists today. I don't know. Five, six. It's fun
Six.
knowing that he's a commie.
All right, this will be our last one because it. Oh no. All right, this will be our last one. He starred in a Hollywood movie based on his life story.
Yeah, that kind of surprises me. I mean,
Yeah, like
like,
why
when did he
haven't?
star in that movie?
So it says in 1950, Robinson became one of Big Screen's first black leading men when he starred as himself in the 1950 Hollywood film, The Jackie Robinson Story. Though it was a low budget affair, the film performed well at the box office and Robinson received positive reviews for his performance.
Crushed it. Good work, Jackie.
All right.
I guess that's pretty cool. Six.
Okay. All right.
The
So
funnest
that's,
facts were the sports facts, I think.
yeah, they did taper off. I wish I would have read them backwards because, yeah, it was like getting more
Impressive.
lame. Yeah. Or, I mean, the first
Yeah.
ones were pretty shocking compared to the ones down towards the bottom there. I wish I wouldn't have done them right after your overs and unders, because now I want to roll into my overs and unders,
Let's
though. But
roll.
all right. So, anyways, we'll start. I got to start with my under. I'm just going to do one of them. So, my wife and I went to the Ghostbusters movies in theater, and we
Nice.
were just like looking for a movie to go to. So, I'm talking about not obviously not the first ones, like the ones that came out in the 80s, but like the new reset of it, the first ones. I don't even know what. So that would have been the fifth one if you count the women's one, but whatever, the new reboot of these. So we went to,
Were there three Ghostbusters in the 80s?
I think so. There was
Okay.
three Ghostbusters, and then there was the one women's one that I think flopped pretty hard. I never went and watched it. So I have no
That's
clue,
why it
but
flopped because you didn't go watch it.
anyways, the one that they had Paul Rudd come back to, I thought it was like pretty damn good. So we were looking for a date night. My wife loves the movies, loves popcorn. So Ghostbusters 2 was in theater. We went to see it. It was like a Tuesday, so it was like $5 movie night at this one place. So pretty good deal. And we go to this theater, and it looks like it's an abandoned theater. So I was like, ah, maybe we messed up. Maybe we put the wrong theater in. And then I like drive past the window. I see there's someone in there like selling tickets. So I was like, okay, it's not abandoned. There's a few cars in the parking lot, whatever. We go in, get our tickets and stuff, and then go into the theater. Not a single person in the theater. So we were the only two people in the movie theater. So I was like, this is pretty awesome. Probably gonna have some fun at this movie.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
I'm just kidding. That did not happen at all. But
But it could have.
yeah, it
It's the
could
excitement of the
have.
ability that for it to happen. It's
Yeah,
harder.
and so we are probably three-fourths of the way through the movie done. So we're like fully invested in this movie. And then somebody comes in with I forget what, like a broom and then like a dustpan, but like a bigger
Is it really
dustpan.
just the two people in there? Just you
Yeah,
two.
it's just
Nice.
us two. And this guy comes in and he like leans on a rail towards like the front of the theater. So I was like, oh, this guy probably thinks like nobody's in here. So like I look over at him and he's like coughing and like being loud, like super loud, like not quite to the point where he's like yelling, but he's like definitely going like, ooh, 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 like And so I was like, oh, he must think he's in there by himself. So I look at him and then we make like eye contact and stuff. And he did not care at all. And he knew we were in there. And he would like burp and like I don't even know what was going on. 'Cause like it kind of like hit a point where it was like when he first walked in there, we were like, okay, he doesn't realize there's people in here. And then he stayed there. And we were like, okay, so now it's kind of weird. 'Cause you know, there's like the things that have happened at theaters. Like, we're like, are we in danger? And then he's like coughing and like thing. And he waits for the movie. So the movie's got like loud parts and like quiet parts and stuff. Waits for the movie to get like super quiet and then just rips a fart like super loud. So then at that point where I was kind of thinking, I was like, okay, maybe this guy is like special needs or something. And like, you, 'cause you know how like
I just
sometimes
assume
there's,
he's fucking with you.
I have no clue. So my final conclusion was that we were the only two people in the whole entire like movie theater. Like we were definitely the only two in that movie. And they
Yeah.
were trying to annoy us enough to
To
try to get
leave.
us to leave. But it was like three fourths. Like if he was doing this like right at the beginning of the movie and we realized he wasn't going to leave, we might have left. Because it
Yeah.
was like, he was like that irritating while he was in there. It was just like the oddest experience from
Is
like.
there any chance that he's like a not he's not Mr. like not Mr. Beast necessarily, right? But like a Mr. Beast disciple, and it's just a like he bought this fucking movie theater. He's gonna get one group of people to come in. And then he's gonna see how what it would take to get him to leave a fucking movie that they're sitting in. And you guys won. You guys should have won money on this shit.
That's what I was telling my wife like when we left. I was like, the do you ever remember the show Boiling Points where it was like
I think I remember like hearing about it. This is not something I would have like chose to watch.
but yeah, just like a prank show where they would just try to get like people frustrated enough to like swear. Like there was like certain
Yeah.
parameters that you couldn't
Right.
cross, and if you didn't cross them while you were on the show, you would get money. So
But
I
you don't
was
know what they are, right? Too is part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're like, they try to make you think it's completely random. Like, you'd be waiting in line at like a
Yeah.
McDonald's and they're
You're
just.
in a movie theater. Some dude's ripping farts and only recording.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but I guess good for that guy. That was pretty awesome.
So if he would
But.
have came and sat like right next to you and done the same shit, would it have been even worse?
I think I would have been scared enough to
To
like
actually leave.
leave, or I would have felt threatened enough to be
Yeah.
like,
Was he appeared to be an employee of the
yeah, he was definitely an employee of the theater. Like I, 'cause we both said like after once we left, like we were gonna go out to the front and like just ask. Like it, is there something
like wrong
wrong?
this dude?
Yeah. 'Cause like I said, like once he started like farting at the quiet parts, like I was like like you could time that out better if you didn't want us to hear it. So yeah, I think you're right. I think he was messing with us or something like that. Like
Mean, that's the way it seems from afar, but I would have not enjoyed that aesthetic for sure.
yeah,
I'm very
but
weird.
so I think my final conclusion of it was like if we were working at the gym and say we could have got to close early and
Oh yeah, we would have done some dumb shit like that for sure.
we'd sick Ron on them.
Yep, yeah. Just
So
go
I
talk to
think
that guy, Ron. Ron, that guy said he wanted to talk to you.
yep. So I think
That's
that's
fair.
what I think we got Ron sicked on us, but
Yeah.
yeah, then other than that, Yeah, back with my home unit. So that's awesome. That's an over. Yeah. And then I won't get into the under that happened, but I will get into it a little bit. Tried to drink like I was in my young 20s and cannot do that anymore.
Yeah.
Should cap it off at a certain amount of beer. But we went bowling, which was awesome. But I used to just be able to like drink beer the whole time and I'd be like good to go. But by the end of the night, I was like barely walking. It was just beer, like no shots throughout the night. I did shotgun one with young kids to just prove that I could do it faster than them.
And did you do
And
it faster than them?
honestly, my memory's foggy. I think I did, but I think I
So
might
this
have
was a
messed something up.
shotgun like four or five deep then.
Oh yeah, it was, yeah, it was.
Does the wife get embarrassed when you shotgun a beer to impress the young kids?
So she wasn't there, so but
Yeah,
probably
so no worries then. No
yeah,
worries.
she probably would have been. But all right, let's roll into just a tip, Mike. Give me
All right.
just your tip.
Just the tip. Slide
Nothing
that
more
in
than
there.
your tip.
So this is not from my children's sicknesses. This is just some good advice I got from a coworker today, actually. Don't try to catch puke in your hands. That shit don't work.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever. I'm not much of a puker. But
Yeah,
yeah,
or like
I.
even your kids puke, don't try to catch that in your hand. Just give them a bucket. If you feel like you're gonna puke, get to a bucket, get to a toilet, get to a garbage can.
But
Right.
what if you don't have a bucket? I guess. I mean,
You
it's a
can't
good
catch it in
tip,
your
but.
hand anyway, right? Like, there's no reason to get it all over you. Can't catch it in your hands.
Yeah, just let it rip, basically.
I'm pretty sure
I
I have
guess.
tried to catch it in my hands from my ch children at times, but this advice, she said it today. I thought it was pretty funny, so I remembered it.
Yeah, that is a good tip. I'm trying to think of like a situation where I would puke on my, like, I'm not a big puker in the drinking realm. Like, that doesn't happen to me. But I could see if I was in like an Uber or something, I would try to like catch with like my arms and every, like, I would be
Yeah,
like,
I get
especially
it.
if the Uber was on the way to my house, like, I just gotta puke all over myself. Like, but I don't
Yeah.
know if you're drunk enough to be puking like that, you're probably not. I guess you just open the door, but whatever. That's,
Yeah. Jump out, roll down the highway.
I like
But
it.
don't puke in your hands. All right,
Got it. Got it.
observation of the week.
So mine is, I think I might be the crazy person. I think I'm the one that's wrong
Interesting.
in this. So like when you're out in public, do you have like a personal like bubble space that you don't like people to intrude in?
So I definitely do at work,
Yeah, but that's a
right?
little different, like
Work,
because you're
my
dealing
work is a
with,
little different, right? Like,
you're working at a prison. So yeah,
I don't know.
or whatever, a help
I'm
center.
not sure. Like, if somebody would, it depends on how crowded the space I'm in is. Does that make sense? So if you're in Brothers, right? Like when we're young, like there's no issue with any like personal space for me. Like, 'cause you don't have personal space. Not
I
really.
agree with,
Right? If I'm at a stadium and somebody like sits right next to me and they're like on top of me, like I don't care because everybody is crunched in there. Right? If you're at the Packer game, like just
you're
it's
gonna be
tight.
sitting on.
If they're like, I was at a girls' softball game today. If someone would have came and sat like right next to me, I would have been like, "What the fuck are you doing, man? Like, get off of me. Get a, just like go like 4 feet that way, 3 feet that way."
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. It definitely depends on the scenario. But I've just been in like gas stations lately, at my gym lately. Like, people are just invading my bubble. They're just like with
How
like
big do you think your
confidence.
bubble is?
But I think it's like you, it depends on the scenario. Like at a gas station, it's like a not a
Pretty big,
crowded
yeah.
gas station.
Yeah, pretty
Like my
big.
bubble spreads out. Like I had a guy literally like reach over my shoulder with like a soda to set it on the counter to like count change in his pocket to in like there was like counter space open like next to me.
Yeah, that's
where he could
weird.
have just, yeah,
That would have
it
bothered
was
me too,
pretty
yeah.
interesting. Oh yeah, he got a dirty look. And then we do have this, and it's a personal trainer at our gym. And my wife's been having this issue with this dude too. Not only does he take up like the whole gym, but like if you're doing a workout, like he does not mind like damn near rushing you. Like, so say if you're like benching, like, and he'll get to the point where you can like see him out of the corner of your eye, where you're like, oh, he might bump this, like, and just throws you off. And just an odd
Weird.
dude. I think I need to talk to that guy, because maybe if I make friends with him, he would not do that. Because it kind of does feel like he's doing some sort of like, this is my gym type deal. He definitely feels like the dog at the dog park that's trying to hump every other dog. Like, that's what he reminds me of. And I know I
Don't let him
brought that
hump you,
up.
Pat. That's not okay. I mean,
Yeah.
if you want to, it's okay, but it's not okay if you don't want to.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. He needs to buy me a dinner first before I let him do that. But
Yeah, and
he's.
don't hump him unless he wants to.
Yeah,
It's not okay for
that
you to
might
do
be what I
that
need to do to him to.
to
To get him to stop doing this
No.
shit to everybody. Cause yeah, we have like this huge floor space, and he'll take, not only will he take up the whole shit, like you'll go find like a nice little corner to like do your stretches and your shit in. And he'll even like invade that. It's like he sees you over there and he like needs to walk closer to that then. It's odd, but I'm starting to think it's a me thing. And I kind of think it's because he's not a young personal trainer by any means. I would say he's probably mid-50s. Like, he's in pretty good shape and everything, but a little bit older. Not saying that that's super old by any means, but I do
For a
think,
personal trainer, I think it's fucking old, right? Like, how
yeah.
many personal trainers do you know that are in their mid-50s? There's not a ton.
Well,
There's more now
Julie
that,
that we worked with was like
yeah. So, but
crushing
like
it till she
Julie,
was like damn 60.
was unique though too. Like everybody else, I mean, so Craig probably still personal trains, right? He's at the gym.
I no,
Once in
he I
school,
no,
not at the
he's
gym.
not. I'm not gonna dox where Craig works,
Okay, yeah, that's
but he's
fine.
not at the gym anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I probably did know that actually now that you say it. But
He's
anyway, like,
actually listening to this right now at
well,
his
not right now,
current
but he
place.
will be. Yeah.
Well, he is in his ears, he's listening to it right now.
Yeah, that's fair. But like, he would have been personal training into his 50s. Like, it's not like rare anymore. But I want to say, even like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was pretty fucking rare to see a trainer in their mid-50s. Not that
Yeah.
Julie, I think Julie was unique. Like that was something that you didn't see very often.
Yeah. But I mean, like, where I was getting at that, it's like it does seem like it's an older generation that's just willing to like brush me when there's absolutely no need to brush me. And it irks me a little bit. And
Yeah, I
anyway,
get
that.
that. I feel like if I see someone out of the corner of my eye when I'm lifting, that like could be too close. Like I almost like stop doing what
Yeah,
I'm
no, I like I definitely it definitely discourages me from like going to places. But like even if I see somebody, so they reorganize this gym and some of the machines are a little tight. So even if I see somebody that's like on the machine next to the machine that I want to use, I'll usually even be like, okay, I got another lift that I can do. So I'm gonna go do that and see if this machine clears up. If it
Yeah.
doesn't, like, don't get me wrong, I'll go in there, but
Right, you're just more cautious about it, right?
it's just like a courtesy, I feel like. But yeah, that's all I got. So that's been irking me lately. And then my last observation, this is probably gonna make this run long, but so the best account on Twitter is, or one of the best, and my favorite to follow is the ump scorecard one. Do you know what I'm talking about? I
No, I
sent you.
like, yeah,
I
you
sent
sent it
you.
to us, but I don't know if I clicked on it. I never click on things, I guess.
But anyways, they rate how good the ump behind the plate calls, strikes, anything like that.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me? It's telling me my stuff went off. Okay, I don't think it
So
died.
it muted a little bit in there, but you're okay. So it ranks these umpires on how well they're doing, right? And stuff like that. So
Yeah, and they still do good. Like even so, Angel Hernandez, I think that's it. Yeah,
yeah.
that's so
He's
he's been getting a
atrocious.
lot. Yeah, he's been getting a lot of heat lately. But even with him doing so bad, he's getting like 95% of his calls right. But anyway,
That's
the
pretty bad, isn't it? Right. So, like, let's just say that you have, so that's 100 calls. He's getting five ball strike calls out wrong every game. Like not probably close ones. Right. This
Yeah,
isn't.
but I think the average is 96. So let me pull up this scorecard real quick because this was like a big game that they were like shitting on him for. So, okay, so he had 91%. So 91%, that's really bad. So he had called, usually says it right on here. But like he called, damn, like at least 10 balls strikes. So called 187 out of 205 taken pitches correctly. But anyways, they can score these things like this site does. I think they should start matching up ump crews accordingly. So I don't know
Oh, okay.
how you would match them up, but I think there is a way to make the umps better by incentivizing this sort of game that we have. Because I do think there's something fun about having umps in the game. Like it does seem like we're at a point right now, like where we could completely get rid of the umps, and I think we would damn near be good to go. I guess I don't know how like the call would be made. But you know, there's that tennis technology like where
Jumbotron, just out. Strike.
yeah, like a big yeah, you just have like a big
Bernie the Brewer could then be the ump.
there you go. Yeah, I like where you're going with that. But anyways, I want to keep umps in the game, and I think a way to incentivize getting better umps is make it a game for the umps as well, where the better you do, it incentivizes you to do this. So you would have like the Brewers San Diego crew that's calling the game right now versus the Cubs and whoever they are playing. Whoever gets a better score in that game gets a win. The
Ooh.
best ump crews that, or whatever, the best ump crews at the end of the year, they're the ones that get to go to the playoffs. And then they match up. So whatever the wild card round. So those ump crews would go against each other to make it into the playoffs. And then like they would ride out. Once you get to the World Series, I don't know exactly because you would only have one ump crew left at that point.
I like what you're
But
doing. I think you get a bonus for wins, pay bonus, whatever that means.
yeah. If you make the
Thousand
playoffs,
bucks a game or something like that. Whoever wins that game, you get I don't know how much umps get paid, right? Like I have no clue. But like whatever it is, 500 bucks a game, 1,000 bucks a game for the whole crew, right? Or something like that. Here's the other one. Basically like MMA does. I think it's called the fight of the night or the knockout of the night or whatever. Highest percentage of right correct calls, they get like a big pay bump, like 5 grand for the whole night. So there's probably what 13 going on every single night of the year, just about.
something like that, yeah.
So every night, whoever has the highest percentage of correct calls in a game, boom, just like that, they get 5 grand.
Yeah, see, I like that. I
I
like
think
that
that would be
you're
good.
on my page with that. But yeah, no, I think actually the World Series thing would have figured itself out because
Yeah,
yeah, you
you
would have
highest
the ump
percentage goes to
crew.
the World Series. Yeah.
Yeah, because you would have them head to head, the NLCS versus the ALCS. best crew gets the World
Yeah.
Series. And then they not only get the prestige of that, they get the money in the pot and they're the championship up
Yeah.
crew. But I like at that point, do you think they'd just be like drinking too much because they won the ump championship series?
Let him drink for a while. I mean, so what did is it Hurley? It's Hurley, Bob Hurley, Bill Hurley,
I don't
the
know who you're
UConn guy.
saying.
So the UConn head
Oh
coach
yeah, the
basically said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna lose them for about 8, 9 days here. Like they're just gonna go off the fucking rails." Like he says this to maybe Mac. I don't think it was to McAfee, but he said it to somebody that like, yeah, these guys are not gonna be functional for the next week or so, and they deserve to like kind of like go out and party and like do their thing, like
Yeah, do
celebrate
whatever
what
they
they just
want.
did,
Yeah.
right? And so if the ump crew does that, who cares?
Well, they would still have to ump the World Series. That would be like the problem. So they'd have to
Well,
wait till the World Series is done.
no, so but if you fall, so if in one game you fall below 90%, the other team takes over. Easy peasy.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like it. I
Something
think
like
we're
that.
on
Like
the
if you
I
fall below a certain percentage, they have an opportunity to take you over. They get to go in for the next game. Now that kind of fucks with the teams because you get used to one umpire crew, I would assume. But like they'll just have to deal with it. It's the way life works.
Okay.
You could have
We
them go head to head.
gotta work on that last rule.
No, so
So
I got another adjustment to that rule real quick before we move on. You could have home games, so the team that wins the ALCS or the wins the LCS part of it, they get 4 games. The other team gets 3 games, right? And it could be in the World Series that you face them off. So one is at home with the Brewers and one is on the road with the Yankees, Orioles.
okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I got it figured out in my head. You're throwing like a couple little extra wrinkles in there, which I can't conceptualize at this very moment.
That's fair.
Not, but I just can't see how, because yeah, you would just have like a full season, however many games are going on, that's how many ump crews make the playoffs. And
And
then
if
you
you
dwindle
lose,
them down. Yeah, you lose
if
your
you lose,
out
yeah,
in the
well, and if
playoffs.
you lose 162 of your games that you face off an ump crew, then you win everything. You take everybody's money. Nobody else gets paid. It's like
Oh,
shooting the
that's
moon in hearts.
the shoot the moon theory. Okay. I kind of like that. But I could hammer that out. I think that will go down as, I don't know, maybe our third best idea on the show. The best idea that this show's ever brought forward is your on NFL, your
1 week in
idea on
Europe.
that. Yeah, yep. Or 1 week around the world
Yeah.
kind of deal. And then everyone
I,
has their butt.
the NFL's getting closer to it. They just have to really adjust to what my thinking is, and then they'll really be hitting home runs if they would just
So
do it.
summarize your idea in 1 minute, just for anybody that doesn't know what your
The
idea.
idea is you take week 8 or week 9, you fly to Europe or Asia or Africa or South America, and you have every team in the NFL, AFC team and an NFC team, has a host city. You'd have 16 teams around the world. Those 16 cities would host games every year. And it's a sister city with Green Bay, right? So Green Bay, let's just say it's Brazil this year, right? And every year or every other year, they play in Brazil. When And you use the extra home game for that.
I like it. Yep. That's exactly what we're talking about. All right. So let's get into the Masters talk real quick. So we shit the bed. We didn't have Mark on. And I see Mark was messaging, or he didn't message me like personally, but I feel bad. I didn't even ask him to come on. But
Yeah, that's a
anyways,
miss on our part. for sure.
Yeah, and I think it was like partly being a busy week, but just to touch the Masters real quick, just because I have more of like a question about it for you. But anyways, Scheffler just whooped ass, took name in the Masters. Like it was pretty close. Day three going into day four. Like it looked like Morikawa was gonna have a shot. I can't remember if they were tied right off the bat. Homa, I think Scheffler might have took like a one stroke lead into day four on Homa and Morikawa. Morikawa was definitely in the last group with them. Then there was Åberg, even though it's spelled Aberg, who looked
That's
like a machine out there. But anyways, it looked like day four was going to be interesting. I was ready to lock in to like a good showing at the end of the thing. And through the first nine, it was. I want to say there was a point in time where three people were tied for the lead or within a stroke of the lead.
hole eight, day
Oh,
four.
okay. Hole eight, day four. Yeah, it
I
looked
believe they
good.
were all tied. Yeah. All or
Yeah.
three people were tied.
So, yeah, I was thinking, damn, this is going to be maybe like the coolest Masters ever. Because I don't remember it ever being like that many guys tied at the top. And
Yeah.
plus, I really enjoyed Morikawa. I like Homa a lot too. I think that's kind of who I was pulling for, but that's because he goes on part of my take and is just a funny ass dude. So he's enjoyable. But then Morikawa, man, just falls completely apart. Like I mean, saying he played like me is not even anywhere near the truth, because I think he ended up finishing like plus one or two. But like every time they panned to Morikawa on the back nine, he was just like in the woods, like trying to get out of the woods. And
Yeah.
then I want to say Homa hit the water, but basically everybody, the wheels fell off everybody but Scheffler. Like, and I don't even think it was like Scheffler like really went out and made things happen. He just didn't make mistakes, which isn't taking anything away from him. Like he was just put the lead in a chokehold and just didn't let it go and choked
Yeah.
out the tournament. And everybody else, like I said, just fell apart. But this is my question for you, is I feel like we've seen this before, and I think it is fairly common. I feel like Spieth had a moment like this. I feel like Rory had a moment like this. I feel like there's been so many guys that have had moments like this and just stretches of dominance. And like looking at what Scheffler is doing right now. So, yes, he has two Masters in 3 years, but those are his only two major titles. And it feels like they're just putting the crown on him. And my question to you is like, are they putting the crown on him too early? Because, like I
Yeah,
said, I feel
of
like
course.
Rory had this same shit. Like they're like, oh, no one's ever gonna win another major now that Rory's on the tour.
So I think currently Scotty's just playing excessive golf, like super good right at the moment too, which allows it to happen. But I do think you always crown them too early. Like that's all we do in this culture, right? Like everybody, oh, they're the greatest. And that's okay, right? Just if you want to get in on Scotty, like now's the time. It's like getting in on 2001 Woods, right? He came into the PGA in 99 or something like that, and you just jumped on 2 years later. That's fine.
Yeah, so I think Woods won it in like 97, but like Woods'
Is that
last
was that his
night,
first one? Okay.
yeah, and Woods was like dominant, or it's weird calling him Woods. So Tiger was dominant for that period of time, though, like he was truly dominant. But I feel like we've been
Even in
looking
97,
way,
98, 99, when he's super young.
I think so. I think
Okay.
once he started winning, he was winning. Like there would be times, like I think when people bet on golf back then, it would be like Tiger of the field, and it would be like Tiger minus like 110 versus the field. And
So I believe it never got to minus 110, but it was like even, which is nuts. Because, like, so Scotty, who's playing unbelievably right now, right? was at 420 or something like that.
I seen it as low as plus 330.
Okay.
So 100 to win 330.
But was that after he was like competing?
No, it was before the tournament.
Okay.
I think there was some sort of like hot tip that came on him and people started hammering him and it dropped. But I just think it is crazy how many people are like, there's no need to watch golf anymore. Like Scheffler's just going to win it. Cause I feel like they said that about Spieth in like 2019, sure. Like, and I guess we'll just see what comes out of it. But Masters weekends is always fun for me. I was working this weekend, but it's the perfect thing to put on the background and work.
Oh yeah.
And like still be like paying attention and getting your work done.
Yeah. Love to be fair, Major League Baseball, you could be the perfect thing almost the entire summer, but you fuck up.
Yeah.
Just let them know. They know.
But yeah.
I got to let them know.
Again. Make sure it's hard to watch them. All right. Let's roll on to the Packers news. So like we said, we haven't recorded in a long time and everybody knows about this, but Packers are playing in Brazil. So I was super pumped about that.
Yeah. So I have decided that the Packers need for lack of a better term, a City Connect jersey with Brazil, like more of a Country Connect jersey for Brazil. Yellow, I'm going with yellow jerseys, yellow tops, green pants, green helmet. That's the way
blue
I'm going
numbers.
You could go blue numbers, I think, like a Brazilian blue numbers with like white across, like a white strip inside of them. I think that would look really cool, but I could also see that we don't do that too. I'm just saying a Country Connect jersey for the Brazil game. I think it would kill it. You'd go with Brazilian flag colors. And that's a shout out to Riley. Riley kind of put that idea
out
there a little bit. I don't know if he is that the way he put it. He just said a special jersey for that game, right?
Yeah, like Brazil themed jersey. So I don't know if he was quite hammering, and we didn't like. I did last thing I said to him was like, "Yeah, I think it's a good idea," but I don't know if he was like saying Brazil themed, like you know, let's like put a monkey on the shoulder or something, or like give a shout out to like the Amazon River or something like that, like parts.
Yeah. What is it Sao Paulo? What are they famous for?
So Sao Paulo is a huge.
Is it San Paulo or Sao Paulo?
Sao Paulo. Now you got me all messed up.
S-A-L, right?
No, it's S-A with like a little thing on top of it. O, Paulo.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's two separate words. And it's a huge S city. I think we've looked it up on this show before, but it's like the sixth largest city in the world. And I'm pretty sure it's bigger than every single US city. But just a huge city. And they were having, so we did see one tweet that we kind of went over before the show that, so there's two soccer teams in Sao Paulo. It's Sao Paulo. That's how you say it, Sao Paulo.
Okay.
But anyways, there's two soccer teams. They're playing in the Corinthians stadium, and I don't know exactly what color they are, but there's another team in town called Palmeiras. I'm probably butchering these team names, but anyways, they're big rivals because I don't even think it's like the Cubs and the White Sox or the Yankees and the Mets or the Jets and the Giants, like where these two teams play in the same league. I'm trying to think if we have that in.
No, I don't think we do. Not in America.
Yeah. But
city
yeah.
City versus city, not very often.
City versus city in the same league. And they hate each other. Because I remember this. We were at like some sort of flea market called something different in Brazil. And there was soccer jerseys for like, I don't know, $3 American, probably more than that. It was probably like $10 American, but they were like nice jerseys and stuff. And there was like this green jersey that I liked. And there was a bunch of them in like basically every size. So I was getting like my brother-in-law one, my nephew's one. And I shit the bed. I got the wrong team. So apparently, Palmeiras is, and like I said, I'm probably saying that wrong, but kind of like the more stuck-up rich team. I think it would be like getting the Yankees jerseys instead of the Mets jerseys. And Corinthians is like the team of the people. And
What did
they
your
apparently
what did
they absolutely hate, like my brother-in-law told me, he was like, yeah, you could get your ass kicked if you go to São Paulo wearing that, like the Palmeiras. But I mean, they're in like a nicer part of town. So I guess if I went to the t part of town that the Palmeiras are in, I'd be good.
right.
But yeah, the
So your
Corinthians.
brother-in-law was not pleased with the jersey you got him.
So he doesn't care too much about sports. Oh no. My when I said my brother-in-law, my American brother-in-law, he loved it.
American brother. Okay, gotcha.
So my Brazilian brother-in-law did not like it. Yeah, so you're right. He was not very impressed with my choice. And then I was talking to his father-in-law, and when I say talking, I was communicating with him, and apparently he was shitting on me because I was wearing this jersey, and he asked me why I got that jersey, and I told him because I liked the color, and apparently it wasn't a good answer. He didn't like that, but he was a nice enough guy that he looked past it. He looked
That's
past
good.
me just being
That's
dumb.
good.
But yeah,
Yep.
that's what we got on the Packers in Brazil. What do you got on the Brewers, Mike?
All right. So the Brewers, we've had 9 games since the last time we recorded. So that, and should have had 10, but we won 3 series in that time. We beat the Mariners 6-5. So the series kind of went like, we won one, lost one, won one. It was 6-5, 3-5. We got the loss in game two. Then we won 12-5, won the series against the Reds with a loss in opening game, 8-10. Then we won 9-5, and we won 7-2 in games two and three. Game four against the Reds was postponed due to weather, I'm assuming. There shouldn't be anything
Yeah,
else.
there was a storm rolling through.
And then we won the series against the Orioles. We won 11-1, 11-5, and then we lost the game against Corbin Burns 6-4. So next up, so that's kind of the rundown of what we had for the last week and a half or so. And then next up, we have the Padres tonight, which was not looking good last I saw it. It was 7-4.
They ended up losing, yeah.
Okay, lost to the Padres tonight, so it started the series off on a little bit of a poor note. Then we have the Cardinals, and we have the Pirates after that, depending on when we are going to get back to recording again next week. But we are now 10-5 on the season, so doing pretty well.
Yeah. So is it 10 and 6 now or 10 and 5?
10-5 now. We were 10-4 when I looked tonight, so.
Okay, so this thing updated real quick. But yeah, man, this offense is unrecognizable.
Humming.
They're hitting 290 as a team on the season so far. So that's crushing it. William Contreras looks like he's trying to win an MVP, hitting 390 with 4 home runs. Yelich, I think one big thing that we missed is he has that low back shit going on. So he's been out for a little while, but it's so nice how much depth we have in the outfield. I guess Garrett Mitchell's out too, but I think the Raptor said it best is like, yeah, we have a lot of depth in the outfield, but every year
It's always something in the outfield, yeah.
we needed more depth at that. But as for pitching, Mike, what do you think our ERA is as a team?
Oh, let's say 2.74.
That would be nice. But yeah, 3.85.
Yeah, that would
So
have been nice.
we're giving up 4 runs a game, basically. And then I don't know if there's
Well,
an easy way to
we
put it.
scored more than six in six consecutive games. Maybe it was only five. No, maybe it was only five. No, six consecutive games we scored more than six in, which hadn't happened in since like the 85 Brewers.
Yeah, I mean this team's the bats have been insane. And I know I reference the Raptors stuff a lot, but looking back on that, we have a really good defense, pitching staff. I mean, if that ERA holds up for the whole year, I think, because what's the magic number that we put in? Because we do it in baseball or in football, I think we call it 23 and a half. If you hold the team under 23 defensively, you should win. And I want to say in baseball, ours was 3.5 or
Yeah,
four.
something like that. So, so we want starters 6 and 3, right? Like you want quality starts, which we consider 6 innings and 3 runs or less. So you get a quality start out of them. And with the bullpen we've had the last 3 or 4 years, like we expect that to be 3 runs. So I think you could push that up to a half or 4 runs and be just fine with it.
And Freddy Peralta has been just an absolute beast. So he is turning into the ace that we kind of needed him to turn into. I got him on contract for a long time. So it does look like if it's not this year, and whatever, it's early, it's baseball. There's going to be ups and downs and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Pirates were like
But
9-2 at one point, so.
So they'll fall off fast. But yeah, Freddy Peralta has been the ace we've needed. 2-0, 2.55 ERA, and 3 starts. So it does look like he's turning into who we thought he was going to be. And then next year when we get Woodruff back with him. But yeah, it's just been great news Brewers wise. That's all I've been very excited about that. I will say though, first 5, 6 games of the year was very adamant about watching them. Already fell into my funk, like where I'm like, I'm not going out of my way to like turn something off to get them on.
Yeah, I get
Like
it.
it was just like at the end of the night, we're just watching. But you got anything more on your Brewers?
Nope. Just I'm happy to see them winning and really kind of pissing some people off. I like the edginess to the Brewers this year. I used to, when I was in college, have a like a Brewer shirt that had a middle finger on it that was in the shape of the glove, and I feel like that's the epitome of this Brewers team, kind of.
Yeah, they got some spit to them this year for sure. Like, 'cause yeah, they started the fight right off the year against the Mets.
Well, and they did it against.
Baltimore too. Yeah, they pissed Willie kind of pimped a home run, which I
Not
mean,
really.
yeah, not it wasn't even that bad, but he crushed the ball. And I guess yeah, I don't even know what that fight was like fully about, but their catcher, which I will not have the name of.
It was McCann. It's not that McCann, but it's McCann.
McCann. Not Brian, but his son.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, insane. I will say, though, looking at Jackson Chirico and Jackson Holliday being, I think they're the same age. There might be some too. Cheerio, being a little too old.
Yeah, maybe. Who cares?
Yeah, no, I'm cool with it. He's hitting quite a bit better than Holiday at this time. I think Holiday is 0 for 15 or something like that. I don't know what he did tonight, but hasn't got a hit in the majors yet. So rough start. We got the better Jackson in that deal. Are you looking up something that you want to reference real quick, or do you want me to roll
Nope.
into the Bucks?
Run
All
on to the
right.
Bucks. Let's go.
So since the last episode, I said that we were 2-2. I think it might have spanned back a little bit more than that, but whatever. Playoffs have started. We're the 3 seed. Pacers are the 6 seed. We're going to be playing the Pacers, but I went back for 4 games, and the Bucks went 2-2 in their last 4 games with 2 good wins against Boston and then Orlando, who was kind of pressing us for that 2 seed there for a second. That the Knicks ended up with, which I do think there was something interesting about it, is the Bucks definitely put it in cruise control, if not tank mode, to try to stay out of the 2 seed. That's what it felt like to me. I haven't looked up much or listened to too much. I've heard rumblings that the Bucks didn't want to see Embiid. Without and that's the other big news. So Giannis goes down in the Boston game in about the third quarter, where the Bucks hold on to win the game. But anyways, from what I was saying, for the last 2 games, it did not look like we were putting our full effort into that. So Giannis didn't play again, trying to get him healthy. X-rays were negative on the torn Achilles. But they're saying that he sustained a soleus strain, and I'm pretty sure that isn't said
Soleus.
soleus strain, and that's what Shams tweeted. But yeah, I'm all over the place with this one. But anyways, it looked like the Bucks did not want to see the Miami Heat or the 76ers in the first round, and I think it's kind of due to our history with those teams. Last
Yeah.
year, we didn't have Giannis versus the Heat, and when we did have him, he wasn't fully healthy. So we're like, those guys, Spoelstra's kind of got the Bucks number. So if we could avoid playing them, I
Without
think they were
Giannis,
happy
yeah.
about. And then Philly just dropped seeds just because Embiid was out for so long. So getting Embiid back, it's like it would be like a 3 seed playing a 3 seed
Yep.
at that point. So I think they tried to pick their opponent, which I do not love about that.
Think they
But
tried to do that last year too, right?
I don't think so, because I think they got the 1 seed in the Heat beat them out as the 8 seed. So you can't really pick your opponent when you're the 1 seed now.
That's
You know
true.
what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just because the play-in tournament. And yeah, that so it does look like I want to pull this up real quick. So the 76ers and Miami Heat play, and they're the 7 and 8 seeds. Winner goes on to play the 2 seed, which is the Knicks now. So the Knicks are going to have to deal with whoever wins out of the 76ers and the Heat. And then the Bulls and Hawks play. And then the winner goes on to play the loser of the Heat and 76ers. And if I had to bet, I would say the loser of the 76ers and Heat is going to go on to play the Celtics. So it's just two kind of bad matchups for those teams right away.
Yeah.
Because I think if the 76ers win, I think they're going to beat the Knicks and basically steal the 2 seed.
Right.
I don't think either of those two teams are going to beat Boston, but it could be a hell of a fight. So I think what the Bucks did was smart, but I mean, I think if there's a track record of doing this stuff, it never seems to work like you think it's going to work. As for the Giannis injury, did a little research into this by just completely ripping off somebody else's research on this. So Dame had a very similar, if not the same, injury as this last year in Portland. He ended up missing 7 games in a 15-day recovery. Luka also had the same injury that Giannis is reported to have. And he had that at the last game of the season in 2022. And he ended up only missing three playoff games. So it looks like we'll have Giannis, if everything is what they say it is, that we'll have Giannis back in the first series. And it looks like we'll probably miss him for the first game, more than likely the second game as well. And then he could be back for the third game. And I think he would definitely be back for the fourth game if needed. But then we get into that little area where, if we're up 2-0, do you just let him rest or do
Yeah.
you try to put the hammer down?
I
So
think if you're up 2-0 and it goes back to 2-2, then maybe you do, right? Or then maybe you don't let them recover. And if you're up 2-0 and you can make the decision after game three, right? Like you can let that go for a minute.
I like
And you
that.
can really
So,
let it go until it's 500 again, and then it's just a best of three series.
yeah, I like the idea of if we're up 2-0, roll the dice, try to win another one without Giannis. You win it, you're up 3-0. Definitely try to win that game without Giannis and basically keep at least a one game lead the whole
Yeah.
time if you
Yep.
can. But yeah, getting into the Pacers matchup. I didn't look at the series record, but these teams hated each other early in the year. I can't remember if anything's calmed down since then, but they've kind of been at each other's neck. Tyrese Haliburton has been a stud this year, averaging 20 points, 10 assists, 20 points, 11 assists, damn near. They traded for Pascal Siakam, and he's been a stud since joining the team, leads the team with 21 points per game. I don't know if that's like a cumulative stats, like since he's been there and stuff, but that Miles Turner and stuff like that. I'd be lying if I said I've watched too much Pacers basketball this year, but I do know that they're a pretty good team. Whereas the Bucks, do you remember the Bucks' final record on the year?
49 and whatever that is,
Yeah,
31 maybe?
49 and 32, so, or
32.
33. Yeah, 49 and 33, I want to say.
33.
And the Pacers are two games less than the Bucks. So they've had success all season long. So I think it'll be a good series, especially if Giannis isn't ready to play, which it doesn't sound like he's going to be ready to play in the first two games. So that game is Sunday. As far as I know, time is still to be determined, but definitely lock into that. You got anything, Mike?
Nope, don't think that I do.
How long do you think we went today? Way too long?
Two, no, hour and a
Yeah.
half. No, hour and 15.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, as always, go out there, like, subscribe, download. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for the support. We love you guys. Mike, what do you got?
If you're doubting the Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks, or the Badgers, you can eat our shorts. Roll it.
All them suckers that doubted it, the Packers can't eat my shorts. All them suckers that doubted it, the Packers can't eat my shorts.
Beat 'em.
All them suckers that doubted it, the Packers can't eat my shorts.
Nom, nom, nom.
Eat my shorts.